Welcome back to part two of Working Mothers. Hope you guys continue to enjoy. Okay, so Jenny, has your relationship with your partner since being a working mom? If so, how?
So for me, I've always been a working mom. I guess I was working before we had Jordan. So, I mean, it did change because obviously we have to equally split things to do, you know, and help each other out. So throughout the years, you know, for me and John, we had Jordan a year and a half after dating. So that's pretty soon. And so as I was becoming a mom, he's becoming a dad. And, you know, like learning those roles, we were learning together and still getting to know each other and still figuring out, like, you know, how do we make this work on an equal basis? So I think as the years have progressed, you know, there's certain things John is better at with the kids than I am, and vice versa. So like knowing what those things are and like splitting the responsibilities so that it becomes a teamwork, I think we've actually gotten stronger in that. In the beginning, it was rough as a working mom because, you know, like I said, it's just creating that, like having the balance. I was always like very career driven and really trying to excel in what I was doing because I knew it was important in order for like my contribution in providing to my household. But I've also, you know, through his help, have had to learn how to, bring that same motivation and energy, I mean, to everything we're doing at home so that it's fair from our household. So, I mean, I think it's just gotten stronger at times. There's always rough patches in relationships and, you know, trying to balance it all. To where, you know, one might think they're doing more than the other, but I would say it's for the best. It's worked out for the better.
Yeah.
And I just want to add, like, it does, you know, because I know it's a podcast for everyone. Like, it does get better within time. Yeah. Like Jenny said in the beginning, you know, when it's not something that it's in a book, you know, you have to figure out, everyone is different. All relationships are different. You have to figure out what works best for you. Because I definitely, like I said yesterday, I noticed a huge difference with our second child versus our first child. Because, you know, we were older, we had more experience, we were more mature, we had a vision in place. So, you know, I noticed it only got better and it keeps getting better.
Yeah, and like what Jenny said, even with being so career driven, I think that reversing roles or kind of defining roles in relationships is a great thing. I think that if you think about me and Irvin, I have always been career driven. Not that Irvin hasn't been. I've been career driven because I've always had a love for a specific career, whereas Irvin has had a love for working. So there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to work. It's okay. Like Jana said, a lot of people are listening to this podcast. You know, it is okay not to have or know what specific career you're passionate about or go into it when you are within a team, your couple, your partner. And if in my situation, I've always known since day one what I wanted to do, and Irvin has had difficulties with that, and that's okay. He has always had a passion for working, having a job, bringing in an income,
and providing.
So you have to define that, you know. Providing then became, you have a job, and now, you know, you're gonna put in an extra percentage when it comes to the kids and the household, because he's giving me that opportunity to fulfill my passion. I think that there's a, when relationships have a difficult time, then when mothers feel or can feel that they're not being the best mother that they can be, is maybe when you have a partner that is not seeing eye to eye with you and thinking, you know, I'm not going to provide the extra you know, 70% because you can only give 30 because you're giving 70 to your career, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
Well, for me, you know, like, I'm opposite of the three of you guys, right? Because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and even though, you know, I have my real estate on the side, whatever, but
yeah,
being a stay-at-home mom, I'm, like, on the other side of you guys's, basically, story, right? So, I feel that everybody's household or everybody's relationship is gonna demand something different. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
and as you get older, and you get to know each other better, you know, like Jenny was saying, everybody, you get to know each other's strengths, and you have to do, at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for your family. Whether my mirror image is different than Maria's, than Jenny's, than mm-hmm. Jana, I don't necessarily feel that is basically like the definition of a mom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like everybody's situation at home is going to be what works for them, what makes sense for their family, regardless of what the outside thinks it should look like or what it was or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So, what are some of the things, like, if you guys can pinpoint maybe one thing that you missed? I know you each have more than one child. So if you could think about, like, one thing that you missed because you're working that you wish you hadn't, what would that be? Maria?
One thing that I missed? What mm-hmm. do you mean? In the sense of missed as of events with my kids or missed in my life?
Miss from your from being present because you're working.
Oh,
like let's say God. If you understand what I'm saying. Like if you, yes. I know there's one thing that you're like, damn. There probably is a lot of things, but if you can think back to like, let's say maybe one thing with Ashley or one thing with Emma or one thing with Mason that you're like, damn, you know, I really wish, but because work was demanding, I couldn't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I've missed a lot of things, but I don't know if any of the things I've missed are that important to even to my kids, not even to me, that I can say, oh my God, I can't believe I missed it. Like I missed a few holiday concerts, you know, that Urban was present for and I wasn't. I think we've tried to balance it out. Mm-hmm. Urban has gone to a lot of the, you know, working in a school. I have my kids, so holiday concerts or at, you know, going to see one of the reading a book in their class at 10 a.m. would mean that I am either taking a half a day in my school or taking a full day off for 15. And
yeah,
it balanced out because then I would go ahead and make sure I went to all the parent teacher conferences. Whereas then Irvin didn't go, you know, mm-hmm. I can't pinpoint one thing that I have missed with, mm-hmm. With my kids. I've tried my best as exhausted mm-hmm. as I have been. There have been activities that Ashley has been in. She was in, she was doing, jiu-jitsu. And every event that they did, we tried to, you know, we made it to.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, forget about it. You know, Emma, it's like, we have to. I have mm-hmm. to. Mason hasn't had major events, but there have been like one big one that I just ended up taking the day off to go to. I don't know. I can't pinpoint one thing. Doctor's appointments. If I have to take off, I've been there.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't. I'll think about that one.
What about you, Jenny?
I think as of most recent in the last year, because Jordan's now he's really into basketball. I think I've missed maybe like two, no more than three games in total where I'd be at work and I'd, you know, I feel really bad about it because I just couldn't take off, you know, mm-hmm. but I remember, like, when he started kindergarten, like, and when we were living in New York, he, you know, I mean, John and I have always been very, like, I would say we're one of those, we're like those protective parents where we just want to be and know everything. So, like, sometimes it might be annoying, but, like, you know, the first trips that he had, like, John got to go and I didn't because I couldn't go because of work, but... You know, he would be able to switch around his schedule. And so, like, at the time, I couldn't really, it wasn't as flexible for me. And, you know, like, little things like that. But for the most part, like, Maria, like, when it comes to school stuff, I make it a point to be there. You know, and now even for, like, you know, just to kind of be a part of his trips, too, I always volunteer just to make sure I've gotten to go in this school he's in. So I always make myself available to the teachers and let them know, like, you know, to keep the communication going. So, like, I try, I think now, I mean, I'm definitely a lot better with making, like, I know some other girls have mentioned it, like, there's like, non-negotiables now where, like, you, like, my work schedule does work around, it has to work around what they're doing because I have more control now running my own team and my own, you know, store. Where I can sometimes it doesn't work out because I also have to be a fair boss and, you know, give, I can't have every weekend off or anything, you know, like I have to be fair. So I just, but I make it a point like, hey, no, this is important. Like, this is what I have to do or I have to leave early this day because of this. And my, you know, I think it also comes down to just also in deciding if you're working for an employer, like who you're working for and what do they allow, what they don't allow, and are they family oriented? Because I know, like, now the company I work for, they are more family oriented, and I've had understanding bosses where, you know, they're also moms, so they understand. So, like, to me, that's important. So, like, that I can make those decisions, and have that freedom that a mother, that every mother should have, honestly. Like, it shouldn't even be a question, but. And for a lot of mothers, it's not even an option.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of mothers that work. Yeah.
Well, and you, Jonna?
Like Maria said, I mean, I can't pinpoint anything. I was a stay-at-home mom with Luna for many years. And at that time, I didn't have a career. So I don't really feel that I missed out on anything. When I did go back to work after having Caleb, and at that point I did have a career in property management, they were very understanding of working mothers. They were understanding that I was coming back from, you know, I went back to work after having my son 6 weeks after. So they were very understanding, very flexible with my schedule. And since that time, I've changed employers, and the same thing applies here. Like, I've always made it a point. Then I need a flexible schedule. I need the flexibility if I have to step out for, especially anything that has to do with school. You know, I can come and go. Like, I don't have a job, but, like, at a bank or some, you know, where you have to be there. I, you know, I'm the manager here. I have four other working members here. So I can step out. We can, and, you know, I can step out, come back to the office. So I find myself, especially Luna, because she's older, she's 12, having to go to parent-teacher conferences, having to go to events for her school, and you know, I just take off, say, hey, I'll be back, don't know when, but when it's done, I'll be back. So I do make it a point to be there for her for any school-related events, any parent-teacher conferences, anything that she has going on. And the same thing, like, you know, when you have smaller children, especially living in New England, they get sick a lot in the winter time. And if I have to stay home with my kids because they're sick, I have to stay home. It is what it is. Like, I take, you know, whatever time I need until they get better. So, I mean, I'm very lucky because I do have a flexible job and, you know, and I can also work from home. So, and I think anyone that's a mom with children needs to make a point to have, you know, they have to make it a point to find a job that's understanding that you're a mom, and you know that there needs to be some flexibility. Like, you should never feel like you can't leave or pick up your kids if they're sick, or you shouldn't feel like you can't attend a school event, like you can't step out for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Like, I mean, that's, you know, like, for me, that's ridiculous because I've never had that issue. Like, you know, people have personal time, and you should be able to, you know, be there for your kids. I mean, it's a, you know, they grow up so quick, and You could have been out things like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, for the three of you, this goes for the three of you. You guys are lucky to be in positions where you have the flexibility to be there for your kids, but that's not the case for a lot of people, because there's a lot of employers that are not as flexible, and they give you the time that they give you, and it is what it is. And if you can't deal with it, then they replace you. You know what I'm saying? That's the story for a lot of mothers.
Yeah.
So you guys are in a position where I'm it's safe to say not a lot of moms have that ability to say that. You understand? So it's a great position to be in, because I know a few moms that can't, because they just can't, because they're going to lose their job, or you know what I'm saying? So it's great that you guys have that ability, because it's important, you know?
Yeah, I think just to make a, well, I had a situation with an associate of mine who's a single mom, and she has two children, and she works two jobs, right? So she works with me, and she works at another store. And the other, her baby, he's been really sick. So she, like, the other day she came to me before this, you know, before this all happened, she came to me with, like, her resignation letter, because she started to miss a few shifts, right? So she was crying, and, you know, I was just like, okay, like, I knew she was going through something, and she's a mom. And I sat down with her, and I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, she's like, well, I came to give you my resignation letter. And I'm like, but why? And she said, because I can't keep missing work. Like, you know, my child is sick, and that's priority. And, like, I don't have, you know, I'm just going to start keep looking bad. And, you know, I felt so bad, because I was like, you know, I'm in a position where I'm going to work around her, you know, like, work with her. Like, I don't want her to feel like she's going to lose her job. And like you said, a lot of people don't have that, you know, like, that effort, or like, that support. So, like, I know, like, I've seen it where, like, moms are so worried or, like, anxious because, you know, they don't know what to do, or, like, they start thinking of, like, what's the next step, or always having, like, a plan C, because, like you said, their employer might not, you know, understand. But, like, for me, I was like, I have to work around this with her, you know? It's just like, so, like, with her, I work on a week-by-week basis. Like, what does she need? And, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, not bring upon any more stress, but I don't want her to lose her job because she feels like she's, you know, she obviously is going to put her children first. But, like, it just sucks to see that, you know, that's something that, like, she was ready to do because it's happened to her before. And, like, I'm like, no, I'm going to work with you with this because it's not fair. Like,
right.
You know, so, like, people, like, I wish every employer was, you know,
as, like, flexible. Like, that's
because they don't understand that, you know, that struggle, like, it's, and I'm not in her. I can only imagine just seeing all the emotions coming through in the moment. And I was just like, if I felt like this, I would want more support, you know?
Right.
And well, a lot of I work for an employee. So I think that when answering this question, I was answering it more in the sense of my kids having events that I'm okay with missing, because I also work for an employer where it is not easy for us to take off. There's a lot of pressure. Because we are 10-month employees, and because we get the summers off, and because we have holiday vacations or, you know, spring break, there is even more pressure on us to work the days that we are extremely sick. And it's like, okay, what time are you coming in? You know, I've been in situations in school where we're calling a parent, come and pick up, you know, I have pre-K now. So we have pre-K 3 through 5. I deal with the kids with tantrums and provide social emotional support. So there are a lot of kids, especially in September and October, that do not want to be in school. They want to be with mommy, or daddy, have a tantrum or just are completely breaking down. Our highest month, September, October, then when testing comes, assessments come, they get anxious. And we're calling parents like, get here right now, you know? But then we can't do the same. We can't turn around and say, well, my kid's school is calling me because my kid has a low-grade fever. And it's like, oh, well, take care of it, because you have to be here taking care of the 700 students that depend on you to be a school counselor. Whereas then we're calling parents, turning around calling parents and saying, hey, your kid has a 99.9 fever and it's, you know, low grade fever. It's not even a fever. And it's saying it's going to throw up. Come and pick them up. Leave your job, like right now. So we see a lot of that in our school, and teachers, educators who are not tenured. So now in New Jersey is the whole 4-year mark. You have to, if you're working somewhere in a district and you don't have the 4-year mark with the high expectations that they put on you when it comes to evaluation, you can get let go anytime. Like April 15th is the time where teachers, educators, anyone working in a school system is really waiting for that piece of paper saying, okay, yeah, we're going to renew your contract or not. That's very scary. That then prompts the feeling guilty when you take 4 or 5 days of sick days throughout the year. It's really frowned upon. Like, there are educators right now that have in their bank of days have over 60-something days because they refuse to take the days because of the pressure of whether you have a career or not. It is a double standard. You're there taking care of other people's kids, but when you have to take care of your own kids, it's a no-no. You know how many teachers and educators and even my administrators come into the building sick, hiding fevers, because it's frowned upon. Like, they really look down on you when you take those days off. Mm-hmm. So I am under that pressure every day. And I think that after hearing you all speak, there are trips that I didn't take that I will then make up. So even the trips going to pick apples or my kid's school. My kid's school does 2 trips with each grade, like per every month or every 2 months. Like it's part of their curriculum. I think it's monthly. I haven't gone on a trip. The last trip I went on with, and it was with Emma. I haven't gone on a trip with Mason. With Emma, the last trip, I want to say, was like 2 years ago. And two and a half years ago. And then my reasoning now is, one, I can't take it off. I cannot say I'm going to take off to go on a trip with my kid. Like, that is like a career failure right there. I just make it up. Like, I'll just take my kids apple picking, you know, in the weekend or whenever I have time. Yep. That has been my mentality for the past few years, you know, because I don't have that flexibility. I also do not have the flexibility when it comes to my second job, because I am sworn in. I've taken the responsibility of the mental health status of a youth for the state of New Jersey. So if I cancel a session, if I have a session with a child on a Tuesday and I have to cancel because my kid is sick and I have to take my kid to the hospital, I have to make up that session within the week. That means I'm working on a Sunday. If I don't work a Tuesday afternoon because I have to be home or in a hospital with my children, that means I'm working the whole day on a Saturday or on a Sunday. So, because there's still that responsibility, there's a lot of pressure, especially when it comes. And I know there's a lot of pressure in a lot of careers, but there's a lot of pressure in the mental health career, because I am responsible for people's mental health status.
Yeah. And even for educators, because I know, like, even speaking with Anais, she's like, if I take a day off, it's more work than just going to work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I always say, I've always said this, educators need to be compensated compensated and appreciated more than they are.
That started a walk in Washington, D.C. Come on, join me.
Let's go. Let's go. I feel like you guys are basically raising everybody's kids, you know, and I don't feel like teachers are educators, because not just teachers, even principals and everybody, they're not as compensated as they should be, you know? My other question, it's a yes or no question. If you could do it over, would you do it the same way, Jonna? Yes or no?
Specify the question.
Do what over?
If you could choose being a working mother from the beginning, like if you could, if you had right now, your life started over with your kids and you had to make that decision again, would you do it? Would you make the decision you did it again?
Like I said earlier, I mean, I had the opportunity to be do a both. Stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I've done both, so I'm very grateful for that. You know, I had the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom with Luna for several years, more than I probably should have. So I did benefit, you know, I know what it's like to be a stay-at-home mom and have, you know, 24/7 with your baby. But I also do, like I said, I enjoy the career that I'm in. I like the balance that it brings to my life. You know, it's a perfect balance being a working mom. Is it easy? Absolutely not. But, you know, you push through. You have to have a support system. And I have, as you guys, like I've said before, I have an amazing support system, a very hands-on dad, other parent. So I like the situation that I'm in right now. It's a good balance for my mental being, you know, for my mental state, for my relationship. Like, you know, I enjoy getting up, coming into work, doing something that I enjoy, then having that balance, coming back home to my family, having my weekends off. I mean, my schedule works out great for my family. And if I was in a position and I would be a stay-at-home mom with all my children if we didn't have to work, if we had, you know, unlimited money in the bank. But unfortunately, I do have to work to provide for my family. If I was in a, you know, different, you know, situation where money was just, you know, not an issue or obstacle for us, then I would definitely, you know, be home with my kids and doing all the extra, you know, sports and all these extra classes that you get to do when you're a stay-at-home parent, you know, attending all the field trips and all that extra, you know, all that extra time that you get with them when you're a stay-at-home parent. But unfortunately, you know, it's 2020 and, you know, you have to work. I mean, especially us, we have three children, we have a mortgage, we have, you know, bills to pay. So, I mean, and I'm very lucky that I'm in a career that I enjoy and I've been doing it for 8 years now. And, you know, like it allows me to still have the time, the flexibility that I need to be with the kids. So, and I did get a taste of both worlds. And I'm so grateful that, you know, when I was 21, I got the time to be with Luna for 4 to 5 years. And I did the mom and tot with her. I did all the, you know, all that extra time with her. So I know both worlds, and you know, I like where I'm at right now. I wouldn't change it, no.
Jenny, would you do it over?
I wouldn't change it. Now that's a good question. I was thinking about it while Jenna was talking, but I don't think I would change it. I would say maybe at certain times put a little bit more conviction in what my like non-negotiables should be, you know, like, but I think I've been blessed to have male bosses and female bosses that did really understand because of the transparency in the professional and personal relationship we had, like that I was able to communicate, you know, what I needed. And they were, you know, there were meetings where like, they were like important, like district meetings and, you know, really important meetings that they were just like, yo, bring Jordan or bring, you know, my boss would literally, like, there was one, I remember this memory, like, one of my bosses carrying Jordan must have been, like, less than one, and he was just, you know, walking back and forth during the whole meeting carrying my child. And, like, I did, but, you know, if I didn't go to that meeting, it wouldn't show others that they could do both, like, two at the same time. And, like, that, you know, we were in a healthy environment where you know, we were understanding of that. But I think that everybody that has helped in taking care of my children, you know, when we were in New York and even down here with you guys, Nyris, and all of our family, like, everybody has been an integral part of my children's lives. And, it was needed for them to be around other people, too. So, like, and it's important because, like, that cliche, everybody says, you know, it takes a village. Mm-hmm. It really does, you know. So I think that, you know, I think because of that alone, just that importance of having others around them that love and protect them is important. I wouldn't change it. And, yeah, I mean, I think I would say no.
I like that, Jenny, that it takes a village, you know, to raise the kids. And I also agree. I want to add, you know, I do agree with that it's good for them to also be surrounded by other, you know, other people, because it's mm-hmm. life isn't going to be, you're always going to be with mom, you know, at home. Like, so I think that, yeah. I noticed a huge difference with Luna versus Caleb and Esme. Luna, you know, she was very secluded, you know, from being around from other kids. When I had her, no one in the family had children. You know, she was mm-hmm. the only baby for a long time, and I was always with her. So I feel that me being a stay-at-home mom with her and not her not participating with other children as often as my yeah. younger children do now, Caleb and Esme, you know, gave her anxiety when she was introduced to being in a setting with other children, because she was with me for so long, just me, that I yeah. find my Caleb and Esme to be way more social than she is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've always been around, you know, so many other kids.
What about you, Maria? Would you yeah. do it over? Like, would you do it the same way?
The same way. My kids will not be able to stand me being a stay-at-home mom. There has to be a balance. I would not be able to be a stay-at-home mom. Do you understand the job that is? Let me tell you, I've taken days off here and there, and I have done the whole stay-at-home. No way. You blink, and it's 2-something, and you have to pick up the kids, okay? You're just finishing picking up from the breakfast chaos in the morning. Getting a snack / lunch meal ready, because as soon as they know mom is home, it's like a diner is open. Absolutely not. They come home from mm-hmm. school as hungry as I don't know what, just because you are home. So now you're cooking like 10 meals. You're picking up, you're cleaning up, knowing. Yeah. With me, my thing is that I have a very strong character, and I want a lot for my kids. I don't think that being with my kids, being yeah. with me all the time will help them or even help me. Mm-hmm. Being at home the whole time, it is just, it's not going to happen. It's a full-time job. You're at home, you're doing work like top to bottom. The to-do list yeah. never ends. And you need routines while at home. So that is another job in itself. You know, I would not change one thing. Absolutely not. Definitely need.
I mean, I think that I did the stay at home for like 5-6 months when we moved down here to Florida. And it was very, like, I battled with myself on a daily basis, like, mentally. So it was, I give it up to, like, stay at home moms, you know, Nyris, because, like Maria just mentioned, you need a routine. And I think, you know, for me, the work provides a routine, like, you know, like a timeline of the day for me. So like, but you know, it pushes yourself. Like, stay-at-home moms have to have that discipline to follow a routine, you know, and like do the self-care and also take care of the emotional needs the entire 24/7, you know, of if you have toddlers at home, you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That is nonstop. So it is stressful. And I remember like the time that I was a stay-at-home mom for 5-6 months, I gained like, I don't know, 10 pounds it was. And I was just like, it's very mentally challenging. If it's something like, at least for me, being a working mom, going into that transition, it's tough. Definitely, it's not easy, you know?
It's so definitely a challenge. It's definitely a very, very hard challenge.
Yeah.
It's an extreme challenge. And then when you are in a relationship that you have, you know, you're with your husband, you're with your partner, you're at home, it doesn't then balance out. Then it's the whole stigma against you are at home, so you are now 100% or 95% mm-hmm. and I'm 5%, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. throws off the equation, you know, of what for me personally, what I want dad to be doing and what I want my kids to see dad doing, mm-hmm. you know, versus just mom doing it because yeah. mom, or, you mm-hmm. know, even if it's a dad, a stay-at-home dad, you know, now it's just dad and, yeah. and what is mom doing, you know, like, yeah, no, I think that I would, it, you know, I will choose to do it the same.
Okay, my last question. What is one advice that you would give a future working mom or someone transitioning to become a working mom?
Oh, can I start?
Yeah.
Get off social media. Don't get on and see moms taking their kids to the park every, you know, every other day, and you feel guilty because you can't take them once every 2 weeks. You know, social media, just in general, or the opinions of others, really don't allow it to shape you or to define you. Find your own definition of what you feel is the greatest mom to your kid. Mm-hmm. Me being the greatest mother to my children might not be the definition of being the greatest mom mm-hmm. to Elijah, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not it, the needs are different.
Yep.
A working mom also, you know, the advice is shut the voices out. And I think that I've done that the past couple of years, and that has been a blessing, mm-hmm. you know, not that I am upset or
Hello?
Yeah, hello? You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I am focusing on my family, my core. Building my core for my kids so when they're older, they have a good foundation to base their family and their future on. Ignoring those voices, the advice is great, but the unneeded advice that comes with judgment. Mm-hmm. Advice is wonderful, but sometimes there's a very thin line between an advice and a judgment. And I think judgments right. drive us crazy. As mothers, yep. we worry yeah. about how we feed our kids, what we're feeding our kids, how we're reading. And if my kid is 4 years old and is not able to read a certain type of word, now my kid is all behind and just mm-hmm. just silent.
I think that's just all mothers. Yeah. I think that's all mothers, all women in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're constantly yeah. being judged. Mm-hmm. So
we're constantly allowing others to judge us, which yeah. is the difference. I think that yeah. that. Constantly being judged at a certain yeah. age of your life, I get it. But once you are in a certain age in your life, allowing others to judge you, that's on you. You know, that's something that we have to work on as women, mm-hmm. as mothers in general. Do not allow other people who do not contribute to your little dome, which is called your family, say anything or be allowed to have a voice or an opinion. The minute you allow somebody's opinion to count, mm-hmm. you're giving them a reason to matter. If I allow what somebody says because they see me drinking a glass of wine, I'm doing a couple of things wrong. One, I'm posting it so people can see it. I'm allowing them to have an opinion. And then two, I'm also allowing their opinion to matter. So I have removed myself from that, mm-hmm. you know? And just allow yeah. people around me that sometimes will make, will give advice that might be judgmental, but then I know that it's not judgmental in a negative way. It's looking out for my best. I think that's where we need to bring in our tight circle. Keep the people mm-hmm. that give that type of advice that we know it comes from a good place in that circle, and then just remove everyone else.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jenny? What advice yeah. would you give?
I would say two things. One is, you know, whoever whatever career you have, or, you know, whatever employer you're working for, just make sure that, you know, in order for there to be like that transition and like smooth balance or a little bit of a balance, you want to make sure like that it's a family oriented environment you're in, and always have that open communication. Like, do not be, I think earlier on my younger self would be hesitant to communicate a few of the things that I needed because I now had a child, a toddler, a baby, and just having conviction in like what you need and what you want, like not being afraid to speak up. So like that, you can create some sort of balance for yourself. And the other is, which goes back to like, you know, am I less of a mom to that question that you had asked before? I think that, you know, when you think of the word mom, it's having, as a mother, you're given this like natural ability to nurture, mm-hmm. like just innately, right? So like, you're given that, right? That's a blessing. So if even if you're home or you see your kids for like 5 minutes, an hour, 5 hours, I don't know, half the day, or you're with them 24 hours, what matters is, no matter if you've been working all day and you come home, it's like the fact that you're nurturing your kids in those 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and by nurturing meaning giving affection, having conversations, how did your day go? What was your favorite part? You know, what was your least favorite part? What did you eat? Like, these are things and like conversations you have with your kids that go into that nurturing part, and like you're having already a presence in their daily routine just by doing that, whether it's 10 minutes, an hour, whatever. So like, as a working mom, I would like all working moms to know that we're not any less of a mom, mm-hmm. because we're working. Like, because we do that, no matter for how long in the day, we're fulfilling our mom.
Absolutely.
Like, mm-hmm. our mom role, like our motherly, yeah. duties. So that's, Jana, that's what I want.
What advice would you give?
Basically the same thing Jenny said. Make sure that you're, you know, when you're transitioning, going back to work after having children, is you want to make sure that, you know, you're getting a job that's family oriented, flexible to working mothers. When I went back to work after college, that was, you know, she knew I just had a baby, and that was, some employers, they tell you straight up right away, you know, she's like, this company is very supportive of working mothers, so I find that you'll be a wonderful fit in here in this company. You know, so that was relieving to hear, going, you know, when I transitioned to another company after having my son. You know, you definitely want to, and like Jenny said, don't be afraid to speak up. I found, you know, when I was a little bit younger, 10 years ago, I was, you know, intimidated. I felt like, you know, sometimes you think they're going to think less of you if you have to take a day off, or if your children, if you have to leave early. I was scared to speak up when I was younger with when I had Luna. And as time progressed and I got older and I was like, hey, you know what? My family comes first. Like, jobs, you know, you're replaceable in a job, you know, so you can't sacrifice your family for an employment. So, you know, don't be afraid to just say, you know, if, you know, there's going to be days where I might have to leave early, or just speak up and, you know, just make it a point that your family comes first, but you're still going to fulfill your role. You know, like I still get my work done. Just like Maria said, if I have to work on a Saturday to make up my work, you know, that's why I've been very blessed that my employers see that I, no matter what, I get my work done. No excuses, you know, but I still take the time off needed to be that mom to my kids. So that's definitely something that's super important. I mean, just finding employment that's flexible to your lifestyle, because your life completely changes when you have kids. It completely changes. Yeah. And you just have to figure out what works best for you. You know, best for you and your partner, because it has to be 50-50. It doesn't work with just, you know, you only doing the sacrifices. I know that was one of the questions previously. You know, it has to be, you have to have support, or, you know, you're going to find yourself burned out, overworked, and frustrated and angry.
So just, you know, good communication, flexible schedule with your employer. And like Maria said, you know, you get a lot of unnecessary comments. You get a lot of advice that you don't even ask for when you're a mom. Like I don't even ask for advice, and people are always putting in their two cents. And, you know, you just want to try to have people in your life that uplift you, motivate you, push you to do better. You know, for me, that's my mom, my spouse, some, you know, some close cousins of mine. You know, there's just a lot of extra noise that sometimes brings you down, makes you think otherwise. And like Maria said, social media is a killer. you know, you don't, you, people post pictures, but you know, you don't know if that mom is posting a picture of her with her kid at the park every day, how she really feels inside. Maybe she's, you know, yearning to be working and be, you know, just because she's posting a picture every day with her kid in the park doesn't mean that, you know, that she's completely happy or whole.
Yeah.
Right. So pictures are very deceiving, you know, and just, I do feel that being a working mom, there's more balance to your life. You know, you get a break, the kids get a break, you all come back. Like when I, there's a little routine when I get home, I have a chihuahua, I come home, I hear my little chihuahua bark, run to the door, the kids know I'm home, my smallest child is like, mommy's home, and all the kids come running, and hi mom, and everyone's excited, and I'm excited to see them,
yeah,
you know, and it's like, okay, here we go, I'm jumping into, you know, back to work, I'm home, so here goes my second job, and I get my other routine started at home, and you know, and I come, even though you're, you know, I'm mentally exhausted, but I'm home. I'm in my, you know, I'm in my space with my children. It's a different feeling, you know. I love it. So
this was very interesting for me, you know. And I'm this was always a topic that I wanted to do, obviously. And you know, I always had the three of you in mind because you know, you guys are great examples of working moms, and you guys are doing great jobs at both.
Thank you.
So I commend, commend all of you guys for, you know, for what you do and being a mom in general, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, working mom, whatever, it's the hardest job that we're ever going to be doing in our lives, you know? So, you know, I'm super, super grateful to the three of you for joining me, and I appreciate you guys very much for taking the time 2 days in a row to do this podcast with me and to, you know, spend the time talking to me and sharing with the listeners what each of you goes through and experiences and, you know, life. So thank you very much. I appreciate you ladies.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Likewise.
This was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a really good, it was a really good session. So thank you. So that was the end of Working Mothers. I tell you that with every podcast episode that I do, whether you know, I can relate or not, I'm learning so much from each person that I'm speaking with and each person that's sharing their journey. And, you know, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for each moment. I'm grateful for every person that, you know, openly, you know, wants to join and share their experience and you know, just, you know, keep it real and help others at the same time. So, you know, I feel like I've grown from the beginning of me starting this till now. And, you know, it's just such a great feeling that I get every time I finish a podcast and I'm able to, you know, to share with you guys. And I, you know, hope you guys enjoy this session as much as I did. It's an eye opener. It's it makes you understand that regardless of what position you're playing in your life, as a mother, we're all mothers and we're all going through something. And at the end of the day, we have something in common, which is being a mom. And that comes with different hats, different responsibilities, and it's viewed in different point of views and different angles. So, you know, I really, truly hope you guys enjoy. And I hope you guys share and continue to share and continue to tune in to my podcast. And I can't wait to keep sharing with you guys different people's journeys and helping and reaching every person that enjoys to listen to my podcast. So thanks again. Stay tuned and catch you on the flip side.